Good evening and welcome. You're listening to Radio IBC. This is Rachna Nitesh and it's time for Global News. Researchers at the Indian Institute of Technology Madras have developed the latest technologies in the wearable device segment. They would assist people with hearing impaired and motor disabilities to communicate independently. The device Vibe and iGest were developed by the Center for Rehabilitation Engineering and Assistive Technology, that's CREATE. South Sudan's government has promised to end child marriage by 2030 in line with the African Union's campaign to end child marriages in the continent. South Sudan is one of the 40 countries in the world with the highest rates of child marriage. A survey conducted in 2010 found that about 7% of girls marry before the age of 15 and 40% before the age of 18. The third edition of the Armed Force Flag Day Corporate Social Responsibility Conclave was held in New Delhi. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh felicitated the prominent contributors to the Armed Force Flag Day Fund for financial year 2020-21. Parliament has passed the Dam Safety Bill 2019 with the Rajya Sabha approving it on December 2021. The House also approved the amendments moved by the government to the bill. The bill provides for surveillance, inspection, operation and maintenance of the specified dam for prevention of dam failure related disasters and for an institutional mechanism to ensure their safe functioning. International Day of Persons with Disabilities is a global observance celebrated every year on December 3rd, that's today. The motive is to promote the rights and well-being of persons with disabilities in all spheres of society. The theme for the year 2021 is Leadership and Participation of Persons with Disabilities Towards an Inclusive, Accessible and Sustainable Post-COVID-19 World. This is all for Global News today. You keep listening Radio IBC and keep watching IBC 24.